I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. More charges could be pending after an investigation of a shooting at the Hobbs Apartments that occurred on June the 21st, that according to Hobbs Police. Two juveniles were arrested and charged with shooting at or from a motor vehicle, and 20-year-old Armando Sotelo was charged and arrested with making a false statement to police. Hobbs Police Captain Chad Wright tells us more.
That investigation continues, and we expect further charges to come in reference to that incident.
Reports indicate that an individual was seen running from the apartment building and was being shot at from a truck. No one was injured. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has offered the city of Roswell funding to repair a bridge that was washed away by rising waters from a flood a few weeks ago. Roswell Mayor Tim Jennings elaborates.
We're going to get $1,700,000. We had a culvert that we put in over the Verinda River down on Erton Road, which is, some people might know, it's kind of out by the country club. I talked with the governor after it washed out this time. I talked with her about that, if there was any possibility that we could get some help and put it back, because it just keeps washing out.
Civil engineers will look at the bridge project before beginning any repairs on it. Former Carlsbad High School pitcher Nolan Perry was taken by the Toronto Blue Jays during Tuesday's Major League Draft. Perry was named the Gatorade New Mexico Baseball Player of the Year and led the Cavemen to a state championship. He's also a two-way player who compiled a 10-1 pitching record with a 0.42 ERA. He also signed a letter of intent to play for Texas Tech, but now that he's been drafted, no word yet on whether he'll go pro or play for the Red Raiders. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline number has changed to 988. And you can reach the hotline by calling or texting 988. And for those who would like to talk with someone, they can reach them at 988lifeline.org. The new number 988 is considered the 911 of mental health and substance abuse issues. The line is available 24/7. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.